In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of
yeah, Tim Karskatten here again on our daily podcast from Louisiana. So glad you joined us today.
When my sails are
torn, we're just digging into the prophetic for this moment we're in. I have a word today. I believe it's a directive for us, and it's to move forward. No retreat right now. God has a great plan, and there's going to be a great division, and we need to be on the right side of the sword. All right, in the eye of the storm, he's going to lead us. Let's move forward.
By my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me.
Well, God bless you today. It is Wednesday. All right. We love these days, don't we? It's 1/12/22. That is a governmental day, as usual. I think this beginning month of our calendar is very important. It's a launching point as we move forward in this coming year. Well, I hope you've had a good week so far. This is hump day, as we call it, the middle of the week. As we move toward the weekend, America, it's interesting. You guys in the nations, I know it's interesting for you too. I was blessed yesterday. I got to do a live stream with my precious friends in Germany. So some of you Germans out there that listen to us on a daily basis on this podcast, we bless you. Thank you. The English speakers mainly. Obviously, they're going to have to understand what we're saying. So we love you. We love your nation. And I say that to everybody that's on this podcast. Please pray for Germany. I believe they're a pivotal nation right now, because I think if they rise up and they begin to take a stand in the apostolic anointing they have, they can actually be a leader in the world. I've always told them when I'm there that that spirit that Hitler walked under was a perversion of what they're called to, and that's to take over the nations and to release the kingdom word. You know, that's the nation that the Reformation came out of, and they can reform the world again. We can partner with them, and I just speak to the German spirit that's within the people, and I say, rise up right now and walk in what you're called to walk in. I love you guys down there. I wished I could be there. Anyway, did that yesterday, and today here we are pushing forward, and I think that's the word today, move forward. I was reading the scriptures again, and God just really highlights. I'm in a place right now when the scripture is just, I read the story, but then all of a sudden a prophetic word will pop out of it. That's the beauty of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you in your reading times, of your Bible times. I mean, you can just, it can be paper, you know, it can be words on a paper, or it could be a wonderful adventure of you and the Lord spending time together. I love to ask him, why did you write that? What was that about? What was going on? And there is a pattern in Scripture that I find extremely interesting, if nothing else, humorous, when men complain to God or complain to the angels or, you know, struggle with their unbelief and what, well, I don't know if all this is going to happen, I don't have the ability, you know, all these things. There are times in Scripture where, this is one I'm going to read here in a minute, where God just literally ignores them. And I used to do that as a father, even my kids, my boys would just complain. I would just ignore them and just move on. I remember my oldest son, he would always, Dad, do you not realize I'm not happy? You know, whatever. I would just say, he goes, I'm really upset. I said, well, that's good. Now, here's what we're going to do. And I would just move on. And God does that sometimes. So I was right in doing that. I want y'all to know that I was a good dad. But there are times in Scripture where God doesn't have time to deal with our fears, our inadequacies, and our complaining. And most of the time, it's out of fear that we're complaining anyway. We don't think it's going to happen, or it's not going to happen the way we thought it would, or we think it's going to be consequential to us, and so we get in fear, and we don't walk in faith. And Israel, as they're trying to get out of the land, we're now in a level of frustration, because after our 10 plagues, I mean, this is how crazy you can be. After 10 plagues, God rescuing you, your family, you saw plagues destroy and ravish a nation, and it didn't come near your house. You saw a nation that went into utter darkness, so dark that you could actually feel it. That's what the word says. You could see that. And then yet, while people couldn't see the hand in front of their face for 3 days, you had light in your house. And then the biggest one of all, the Passover, you put blood on your doors, and the firstborn of the whole land ever dies, both cattle and humans, and there's wailing so loud, everybody in Egypt can hear it, and it didn't come near your house. Now, you had all that as a precursor to heading out to the wilderness, to the Red Sea. God didn't let him go the easy way, made him go directly to the sea because he wanted to demonstrate his power. I'm reminding you of that. That's one of the ways of God, is that there can be an easier way, but God will not allow you to go that easier way. He'll make you go another way so that he can demonstrate his power. Now, we don't like that. That's just one of God's natures. And you may not agree with that, but that's what he does, because he's going to demonstrate that he's God. So they go through all this, and they're out there at the Red Sea, and here comes Pharaoh, you know, and they're thinking, oh no, we're going to come out here and die. And they start complaining, and they say, is it because there was no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us this way, bringing us out of Egypt? This is in the 14th chapter, 11th verse of Exodus. Is it not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For if we could have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And that's the crazy stuff, isn't it? I'd rather stay in slavery. At least the normality of slavery I can live with. The place that we're in right now, where I don't know what's going to happen every day. I'm going to have to live by faith every day. I don't like that. I like slavery with the known rather than freedom with the unknown. Now, there's a word right there. We've got to walk in the freedom to know that he's going to take care of us on a daily basis. That's the unknown. If we've ever lived in a time of the unknown, it's now. Just watch the news. It'll change tomorrow. Now this is what they're going to do. And we call it moving the goalposts in America, where, okay, you hit this marker and this all go away. Well, you hit the marker and they go, oh, we change the rules. That's what's happening on a daily basis. And that's unsettling to somebody who wants so much structure in their life and to know when, where, and how everything's going to happen. Well, God's not moving that way right now. He's moving in the supernatural, and he's raising up a people, a remnant, you guys, a remnant of people that are going to follow the voice of God and trust the Lord in the midst of that. You know, and so here they are whining, complaining. This is one of those stories where God just ignores them through Moses, but he ignores them. Like, I don't care what you're talking about, death and graves and better to be in Egypt. You know, I know the Spirit of the Lord knows better than what your soul is crying out. I said, but Moses said to the people, do not fear, stand up, buy this and see the salvation of the Lord, for he will accomplish it to you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you will never see them here again, ever, forever. Now, that means that Moses had prophetic revelation that they were never going to see the Egyptians again. He couldn't have said that without revelation. He knew that he was going to cross that Red Sea and that they were going to get to victory. See, he had faith, as we shared Sunday. He had faith that the word would be fulfilled. He didn't just believe God could do it. He believed God would fulfill it. And that's why he could speak with such boldness. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. That's where God's taking us, guys. This is the separation that's coming right now within the body. God is raising up a remnant, a people, I believe, many different streams, but especially the apostolic prophetic stream, that we are going to have faith to say we're going to see the salvation of the Lord. We're not going to disagree with what God's saying. We're going to agree with it. And then he says, the Lord will fight for you while you, he says, but you, I'm sorry, The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. That means keeping silent doesn't mean you don't do anything. He just had confronted Pharaoh, the biggest political leader in the world. He's about to face Pharaoh. The armies and the chariots. And he's saying, I think what he was saying there, this is my take, you keep silent. In other words, be quiet. Quit your complaining and your whining and just be silent and watch God do what he said he's going to do. And God has promised us something in this season, especially, I've shared it on these podcasts, we're about to have an outpouring. I'm building my faith up, but by the time May gets around, we're going to be in a different place. This country, this world is not going to look the same by May. May is going to be a major, major marker in the Spirit. This is 4 months of preparation, but then transformation and change. There's going to be some crazy dark storms, evil things that will manifest starting in May, but there's going to be some crazy, fantastic, anointed, powerful things happen as well. 4 months, and then the shift. I'm prophesying to you right now. But here's the word I want to release today. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward." See, we're going to come to a place. Now, we've been begging God. We've been crying out to God for breakthrough, deliverance, freedom. And it's not wrong. There is a part of our walk that we get to, but there comes a time when the prophetic comes and says, "I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that," that you stop crying out and you just move forward. When Jesus told the lame man on the ground, "Pick up your mat and walk." You understand that? He didn't need to, "Oh God, heal me." No, Jesus had already healed him. He is responsible to go forward, pick up his mat and walk out of there. We are coming to pick up your mat and go out of there moment in the earth. I apologize for my dog Titus. He's prophesying. He's prophesying the word of the Lord. And I want to say that right now. We're going to pick up and we're going to move forward in this hour. And what I loved about this story also is that, you know, he tells Moses what to do with his rod and how to lift it up and so forth. And you know they had a pillar of cloud that was with them by day and a pillar of fire by night. I think sometimes we forget, we say a cloud by day and a fire by night. And that's true, but it was a pillar. It was a sign. There's pillars both in the day and the night. And these were protections. They brought the heat and they kept them from, in the night. I mean, it brought heat, and in the daytime it kept them from the scorching sun. It was a protectant, but it also was a barrier. And as this story goes on, he talks about, it came about there in verse 20, 20th verse, 19th verse, it said, "The angel God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them." So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel that there was a cloud along with the darkness, yet it gave light at night. And this lit me up. "Thus the one did not come near the other all night." And the Lord spoke to me in that verse. And I love what it says is, "And there was a cloud along with the darkness, yet it gave light at night." Now we are in a season of darkness, and God is going to send his cloud. That speaks of also the witnesses. Since we have such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run our race. And it's going to give light in the midst of darkness, when deep darkness covers the earth. "Rise, shine, for the light of God has come upon you." They experienced that when the darkness came on the land of Egypt. God is doing it again. And so God was doing this amazing thing here, is he was moving this cloud, now become a barrier between them and the enemy. And I am prophesying right now, we are about to, as you move forward, we're about to see this pillar come and protect us, that's been before us and guiding us. Now it's going to go behind us and protect our rear side as we move forward. See, he tells them go forward. So that means they got to have their back covered. The Lord is going to cover your back in this season. He's going to cover all our backs in this season. As we move forward, we have a prophetic word, 4 months, and then the outpouring begins. A shift came. Darkness comes, but also light comes. This is the word of the Lord right now. Receive this word today. Walk in it. Move forward. Even if you've been complaining, it's okay. God's ignoring you anyway. Don't cry out to Him for a prophetic word when you already have one. That's what I'm saying. Just receive it and walk in it and go forward, upward and onward in the name of Yeshua Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, bless you guys. Love you. Come back tomorrow. Let's see what the Lord says tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening. We pray we've been a blessing to you. Remind you to go back and listen to all our past broadcasts or podcasts if you'd like. Catch up. Remind you, we are also now back on YouTube. We got out of YouTube jail for a little while, and as well as Rumble. You can still listen to us there. Get our app, Christian Center Shreveport. Just go to your store and download that. And, our, of course, our website, just add.com to that as usual. And on our app, please put in your prayer requests. Seek the Lord. And, of course, you can always give and sow into the ministry. This is a year of blessing. Speak that over you. We'll see you tomorrow.